Hello, Zanko children. This is Mark Boersma. I just have a special message for you that I'd like you to listen to and then have it go deep into your heart, your mind, and your soul. And the first message is I want you to know how much your mom is totally in love with you at the very deepest core of who you are. Now, you know that on a surface level, but as you get older, you will know that at a deep, much deeper level. So every year, well, when you hit your teenage years, you might not know it on the surface, but later in life, you will recognize, and have you, as you grow up and you start, you get older and then you get married and you have your own kids, you will understand how much your mom is just totally passionately, deeply in love with you. And that's very important for you to understand. Just absolutely critical. Your mom is also growing and learning. Maybe, you know, as much as you are. And so one of the things that she's just learning right now is a couple natural laws. And there's what's called the turtle relocation principle that's really an awesome natural law. And so if you guys wanted to, what you could do is you could, you know, as part of your school or just part of your fun, because really learning is not just about being in school. I learn probably as much or more out of school than I do in school. And so learning will be a lifelong, forever event. And having that deep passion for learning and growing, don't ever lose that. I think probably each of you have that maybe more than most adults, which is why I love to connect with you guys. Even though you're not on right now, I feel all of your energies. It's just you're amazing. You motivate, you inspire me. I mean, I see things and understand things when I think about you guys that I don't with, you know, anyone else. And it's just you guys are really, really special. And so the turtle relocation principle, this was probably, I don't know, over 30 years ago, and my brother Dan, he was in the military, in the Marines, and I remember he was sharing a story about boot camp, and he was out in the desert, and they had to relocate turtles from one location to another, and I thought, the Marines are pretty smart, leadership, they don't do anything without a reason. I wonder why they relocate turtles. I mean, why do they have people take turtles from one location to another? And I started noodling this around in my head, and I thought, I bet you what they're doing, one of the things that they're teaching the soldiers at a very early stage in, you know, boot camp, right when they come in, is they're teaching them to respect and honor authority and follow authority almost blindly. So what they teach them is do what we tell you to do, when we tell you to do, how we tell you to do it, and then do it with a great attitude. And I think that's really important for children to learn. And the best ones to teach that is their parents, because their parents know them, their parents love them, their parents would give their lives for them. I mean, and so you can trust your parents in the most amazing way, and so you just do what you're told, when you're told, how you're told, do it with a great attitude, and that will serve you well, kids, in your whole life. Now, I'm kind of a little bit of a rebel. I don't know if any of you are rebels, but I'm a little bit of a rebel, and so there's other natural laws out there, too. When we submit ourselves to other people, to do what they tell, when they tell, how they tell, and do it with a great attitude. It's very important that we submit ourselves to the right people. And obviously, God and His Word is more important than anything else. But God puts authorities in our lives. And so I'd like you kids to start working on that with Mom. And and just do what she tells you to do, when she tells you to do it, how she tells you to do it, and then do it with a great attitude, it will transform your life. I mean, in the most amazing way. Another natural law is the law of, you guys probably should be going through career success. You're not too young. We've discovered, kids, over 200 natural laws in the last 20-plus years. And you guys can understand them all, maybe better than adults, because adults sometimes get narrow in their thinking. And so you kids go ahead and go through that. And don't take it, like, take initiative. Like Mr. Koontz, most recent past president of Century 21, he oversaw over 140,000 sales professionals in 70 different countries. So here's a guy that traveled all around the world. Very few people have ever achieved, you know, his success professionally. This guy's amazing. I mean, he would love you kids like unbelievable. Maybe we can have him come out when I come out and do a session. And he is one of the natural laws that he has so many. But one of them is the Grandpa Chappelle principle. And so his grandfather said, you know, buddy, when he was a teenager, I think, you know, Tom, I know you're not going to go ahead and, you know, necessarily believe or listen to everything, so just write down what I have to say and reflect on it later. Really great wisdom from a grandfather. Another natural law that he discovered that helped him get to be president of a worldwide company is claim all unclaimed territory. And that means if somebody's not doing the work, so this would apply around the house, like if you see something that needs to be done, don't have mom or dad do it, you do it, because your confidence will actually grow when you're producing, not consuming. And I mean, oh, there's so much richness we could go into. It's absolutely amazing. And so take initiative. Don't have mom and dad do it. You'll feel so much better about yourself. And if you want, you know, my kids, when they were your age, they'd always, like, try to do things to make their mom faint. They'd be, oh, Dad, we're going to clean this up, get this all clean. So mom comes into the room, and she's just stunned that all the dishes are done or things are put away. And we just want to make her faint. It was so cute. So they'd try to shock her. They'd try to go ahead and, you know, just surprise her. And that's just the coolest feeling, you know, as a you know, son or daughter. You guys would love it. You'll like it as much or more than mom, you know, when you do that. Another natural law that you guys want to, you know, really absorb, I'm telling you, there's people that have master's degrees, you know, so you go to college and you get a degree and then you get another degree, and even people who have doctorate, they don't understand this. So you kids, you guys learn this, you'll be like the smartest kids on the planet. I mean, it's unbelievable what this insight will do for you. And you all of you have the ability to understand this. You really do. So this is not, my kids laugh, this is, I always say, you know, kids, this is not brain surgery or rocket science. I mean, so this is stuff that it'll change your life. It's amazing what it will do for you. So it's the principle of good versus great. So the biggest enemy to a great marriage is a good marriage. The biggest enemy to doing great in school is doing good in school. Because good, we get to be complacent. The biggest enemy to a great relationship, a friendship, is a good friendship. The biggest enemy to a great, you know, friendship with your siblings is good. And so if you want to be great, which I know all of you do, because I believe God's built that into every single child on the planet, and I think sometimes adults settle for something less than great, and that's really a shame. But you kids, I know you all want to be great. And here's one of the secrets to being great. It's awesome. Okay. Great people never have to be told once to do something. They just know it. They see, do, and understand before other people do. So if you want to be great, don't have mom, you know, clean your room, ask you to clean your room or pick up toys or any of that. Just do it. Great people. and you want to be great. It's built in your DNA. God, I think in conception, that's, you know, it's programmed, hardwired into every single person in the 7 billion people on the planet. And so you kids want to be great. This is how you be great. Don't have to be told to do something even once. See it, do it, and understand it before anybody else tells you. I could share a story. Maybe next time we connect, we could go ahead and share a story about Jonathan, my 23-year-old who's now married and out in Utah. And when he was 13, he and I went over to Africa, and I could share a funny story about seeing things before other people do. It was just a riot. So do things before you're told to do things. So great people don't even have to be told once to do something. Good people, okay, if you're good, you're told once. Once. Anything, if you have to be told, if you or I have to be told more than once to do something, we're not great. We're not even good. We're below good. And I'm telling you, you know, kids, like the power that you, each of you have individually and the power you have together is absolutely spectacular. I mean, it's beyond comprehension what you can do together as brothers and sisters. It's just, it's wild. And so this special session was recorded just for you with no intent of giving it to anybody else, but I have a sneaking suspicion that this recording is going to get out. I wouldn't be surprised, kids, if this actually gets to every one of Dad's coworkers. It wouldn't surprise me if it gets to everyone that Dad's, you know, managing. It wouldn't surprise me or shock me if this got to Dad's bosses. It wouldn't surprise me a bit because it's so profound but yet so simple that a child can understand it. And being an international author and speaker, having 7 children of my own, some of the most profound lessons I've learned is from my own children. They have given me a gift that no education, no college degree could ever give me. And as I've traveled around the world, and been blessed to be an international author and speaker, I'll tell you, kids, that that this is a challenge that every single business on the planet has, is they're having to tell their employees more than once, and in the cost to doing that. So based on different university studies, every interruption that you have during the day costs 20 minutes of lost productivity. What that means to you kids is that when mom has to remind you more than once to do something, you're taking away 20 minutes of playtime you could have with her, or that she could go on a walk with you, or she could take you to the park, or that she could read to you, or she could just, you know, tickle you, giggle with you, play with you. And that's where your mom's heart is she wants to have so much fun with you. It's unbelievable. And so I hope that this has helped you. Write it down. Draw pictures of it. You know, color it. Get it deep inside your heart, your mind, your soul, because it'll transform your life forever. It really will. And you're going to see your mom and dad smile like you've never seen them before. If this recording got out to you, you know, it was for the Zanko children, but it really applies to all of us. And so if you have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. God bless, and have a great day.